From the beginning, the sergeant could see that Matthews didn't like authority and was a loner. Matthews was a hardship case. As a teen, he had joined a street gang and got caught stealing a car. The judge gave him a choice: jail or the Corps. The sergeant didn't like anybody not in the Marines by their own free will. But Matthews had been a good Marine and paid attention, unlike some of the others. Still, the sergeant kept an eye on him, waited for him to mess up, so he could set him straight. Their lives depended on everyone working together. The Corps was no place for loners. The third night of camp, the sergeant assigned Matthews to share a foxhole with Taylor, the platoon screw-up. Every platoon had one, a guy that was clumsy, stupid, or unlucky. Taylor was all three. They took shifts, one slept while the other kept watch. He was tired, but Matthews slept lightly. He didn't trust that Taylor would stay awake. Their foxhole was on the left flank of the platoon's position. It was vulnerable. They hadn't seen any Japanese troops since they arrived, and he hoped it would stay that way. Matthews was asleep when he heard his name whispered. It was Taylor.
"What?"
said Matthews, pissed.
"I think I see something," said Taylor.
"Like what?"
"Something in the trees."
Matthews' first thought was to tell Taylor it was probably the wind. But Taylor being Taylor, he thought it best to confirm. So he climbed to the edge of the foxhole and took a peek. It was pitch black, and everything was still. The wind, he thought.
Then, something moved. "Did you see it?" said Taylor.
"Shut the fuck up,"
said Matthews, squinting, trying to get a better look. An entire company of Japanese soldiers emerged from the jungle and trotted towards their position. Matthews reacted quickly, picking up his rifle and firing. He didn't care if he hit anything. He just wanted to make enough noise to wake the platoon and alert them to the danger. It worked. The platoon joined the battle, just a few shots at first. Then, a cacophony of rifle and machine gun fire filled the night air. Japanese mortar shells quickly added to the chaos as they were now hitting the platoon's positions with blinding flashes of light, torrents of dirt, and deadly shrapnel. The sergeant ran over and dove into their foxhole. Taylor and Matthews were firing and reloading as fast as they could.
"Matthews, keep an eye on that flank.
They'll be coming that way sure as shit," said the sergeant.
"Got it,"
said Matthews. As if on cue, a group of Japanese soldiers emerged from the flank.
"Here they come,"
said Matthews as he kept firing. Taylor turned, saw them, and panicked. He grabbed a grenade from his belt and pulled the pin. As he started to throw it, it slipped from his hand and landed in the next foxhole. Matthews froze. Suddenly, the sergeant, who had seen Taylor's mishap, realized there wasn't time to pick up the grenade and throw it.
"Taylor, you sorry sack of shit!"
yelled the sergeant as he dove on top of the grenade. The blast lifted the sergeant 3 feet into the air. He landed face down with a heavy thud. He had saved both Matthews and Taylor. Matthews fired the rest of his ammunition at the enemy, killing two and driving the rest to the ground.
"Keep firing," Matthews yelled at Taylor. "I'm going to check on Sarge."
Taylor obeyed. Matthews carefully turned the sergeant over. His stomach was gone. In its place was a smoking cavity of charred flesh. To Matthews' surprise, the sergeant was still alive.
"I knew that dumb bastard was going to kill someone. Just didn't think it'd be me."
The sergeant's last words as he went limp and died.